It's now time to breathe easier with Ted Jenkin from Oxygen Financial.
Look at that. You got yourself an intro there, Ted.
Where did that come from?
How do you feel about that, buddy?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Hold turn on that up. Around.
Yo, I got to turn it around. Hold on. There you go.
I still loved it.
There we go.
Still loved it. Whether, no matter what end of the microphone I'm talking out of.
So, Ted, Black Friday took place. He had Cyber Monday. It's Small Business Saturday, which people tend to forget.
That's right.
Which is sad. So, you got today. Avoid having a financial holiday hangover. Topic of conversation.
Yeah, and two, I want to remind you that today is Thankful Tuesday. Did y'all know that?
I had no idea.
Is that a new holiday?
That is a brand new holiday. They've started. It's where you give to charities. It's called Thankful Tuesday.
Wouldn't they battle on a Thursday?
Nope. It's Thankful Tuesday. Right. I know for a fact it is. Look it up. It's true.
But gotcha. Ted, with the
So, yeah, a holiday hangover. Nobody likes a hangover.
Well, I worry for a lot of listeners. You know, this time of year, you know, you might feel a little flush with cash, or even if you don't, you feel guilty that you have to go out and buy a lot of gifts. And one of the worst things to fall into the trap of is when January starts and you have a lot of credit card debt. It's just an awful way to start the year. So I came up with some tips of things you can do today, especially over this, these next 3-4 weeks, so you don't wake up with a financial holiday hangover in January of next year.
That is brutal, man, because I like to give. You get in that giving, you know, spirit, and you want to hand things. Like, there's probably 20 people here I want to go give a gift to, but then you're right, in January, I got to pay that off.
Well, this is the big thing that you're mentioning to start here, and this sounds simple, but a lot of people don't make a list of everybody that they're going to buy gifts for and exactly what they're going to spend on them. And without that list, if you go into the store, you're going to say, oh, yeah, I got to pick up something for a sales guy here or a manager, or, yeah, I ought to get this person a gift for $50. And before you know it, you spend an extra $500 or $1,000 that you just don't have.
See, that's impulse. And I'm that way too. I want to buy gift cards. And I know, like, Bailey's famous. You always give me a basket and it's got like 10 things in it. And I just feel like you're just going around the store buying things. Do you spend more than you should?
Yeah, it's not happening again because we decided that we're not buying prizes for each other this year.
He calls them prizes. I call them gifts.
And I don't feel like it's reciprocated properly, to be honest with you, because the time and effort that's put into it is priceless.
See, that happens too. When somebody does spend a lot of money and somebody goes to a lot of trouble and somebody doesn't, it causes problems too.
Well, there are a lot of bad four-letter words in that people use, but one of the worst ones this time of year is the word sale, because when you go into a store this time of year, those department stores know that you want to spend money. And so just because they put up the word sale doesn't necessarily mean it's the best sale. Something could be on sale for 5% or 10%, but it doesn't mean it's going to be the best sale.
Well, we were talking about this too, Bailey and I, you know, along the Black Friday lines. There will be certain items that are priced for sale. They are legitimate good deals. The company might actually be taking a little bit of a hit, or maybe just barely a hit. But then there's other things that they sneak in on you where they're still profiting and you can't resist the deal.
Well, when you walk into those stores, whether it's, you know, it's a Kohl's or it's a Home Depot or one of those places, they just line the aisles up with these carts and you say, oh, I need one of those. I didn't know I needed a flashlight, and now I need a tool set, and now I need an extra pack of batteries. Before you know it, you've spent, again, another $500 or $1,000 you don't have. And that's one of the things that really gets people to have that holiday hangover.
Well, what about if I've got a credit card? Like, I'm into the frequent flyer. I use the American Express card just for Delta points. I like to fly. So a lot of times I'm buying everything with that one card just to get points. It is worth the points.
Well, here's the thing about this. Almost everybody out there probably has some point reward program, and most people only think about using it for their next vacation or for airfare or whatever it may be. But a lot of those point programs, for every 1,000 points you have, it's going to be about a $10 gift card. So if you're going to go to the store and buy gift cards and you don't have the money, you might as well try to use some of your points in exchange for those gift cards. It's just a simple thing that you could do instead of spending money at the store and giving people gift cards.
You do that with your points, Bailey?
No.
Because you're big on the coupon and working up the points.
The only points, like, I got a buddy that works the system hard. I mean, he...
For points?
Dude, he could write a book.
He doesn't pay for anything.
Travels all around the world, stays at five-star hotels, anything. My point's just for flights, and then the cashback, Discover, love Discover. 1997, proud member, love Discover. Cashback, Amazon, you go, it gives you the option. So man, a lot of stuff, if you add it up, it's for free. But a lot of people will use these, like you're talking about, like Southwest has got the Rapid Rewards. You go in, you can actually get a $10 card for $5, which seems like nothing, but still it adds up if you buy, well, 10 of them.
Well, and on some of the sites like Chase and American Express, they'll have a clearance rack. So at this time of year, if you type in the word clearance when you go to the membership rewards, they may have items such as a vacuum or a camera or a set of golf clubs that they mark down 50,000 points or 20,000 points. And this is to entice you to use those points to buy that merchandise. And again, if you're going to go to the store and spend $800, I know you think you're going to use it for a vacation, but there are a lot of people that store up point programs.
I'm guilty.
For years and years and years and never use them. And then think about that. Inflation sets in and those points actually lose value.
That sucks because I'm that guy too. I keep going, we're going to go first class someplace. I want to go on a big trip. We're going to go to Australia, honey. Those points still sit. I'm not doing anything with them. Tell me this much because I'm getting hit up. And it's this time of the year, whether it's Salvation Army, you know, the ringing the bell out front or whatever's going on. But what about charities? Because you want to give back to charity. But, you know, then you're writing big checks to those guys too. Is that, you know, that's tough.
Well, this is a way to actually get money back in your pocket when the springtime comes next year and you file your taxes. It won't put money in your pocket today, but this is the time to clean your house out, get rid of all that stuff that you don't want, and give it away, whether it's Salvation Army, Goodwill, a religious organization. Just make sure that you get a receipt, because if you itemize your deductions, for every $1,000 of stuff that you give away, and it can add up pretty quickly, it may mean somewhere between $150 to $300 back in your pocket. And, you know, generally they'll give you blank receipts.
That's what they hand you, the Goodwill. That's who I donate to. I know Bailey's Salvation Army, but with Goodwill, they give me a blank receipt. I'm like, are you not going to inventory what I brought? Because at one point in time, I remember them doing it. They just look at the bag and allow me to assess value. And do I do retail value? Because some of these pants, you know, back in the day, jeans, you're like, those are true religions. I can't wear those anymore out because they're out of style. But damn it, I paid $250 for those.
Right. And then the question is, what are they worth when you file your taxes? You
$10 bucks?
Well, you're going to put that number in there.
Oh, then
you decide what
200.
Oh, you put what you think they're worth.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's my handwriting, not
that's
yours. Right. Ted, how can people find you, please?
Well, look, we've got two more tips for this financial holiday hangover. One of them you absolutely want to know. I forbid people from picking up store cards, by the way, at this time of season.
No store cards?
Look, you think you're going to get 10 or 20% off. What you're going to get is 20 to 30% in finance charges when you finance it in 2017. Go to our website now, oxygenfinancial.net. I've got five tax tips that you need to know right now. If you don't want to pay for holiday gifts, use these tax tips. It'll put money in your pocket, and then you can essentially get holidays for free.
Well, I'm glad you said that about store cards, because every time you're in a line, they're like, you want a store card? We'll give you a discount in the store today.
Don't do it.
All right.
Don't do it.
Well, I'm out.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
But that's not the reward stuff. The rewards
The rewards are really good with the credit cards that you have.
Right. Okay.
It's the store cards that will charge you 30% interest next year on what you buy today.
All right. There you go. Ted Jenkins, Oxygen Financial.